Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Our broadcasters are all ages and abilities. This is what makes us your local station. VectisRadio.com.
The Earl Mountbatten Hospice Show with James and Judith. Community radio at its best.
Well, Happy New Year to everybody from the Hospice Show here at Vectis Radio. We've got Marion Tasker joining James and Judith in the studio. Happy New Year, Marion.
Happy New Year.
It's great to see you. And there's so many things to look forward to at the Earl Mountbatten Hospice this year. We'll be going through a few of them in just a moment with you. But first of all, I think a lot of people have already given up on their New Year's resolutions. So I just thought it would be good to come up with something that people could make an easy resolution about, which will make them feel good about themselves, and that is singing. Because singing is very therapeutic for you. It's very good for your breathing. It releases a lot of endorphins. And there is a wonderful choir that is now 1 year old at the Earl Mountbatten Hospice under the auspices of the wonderful Fraser Simpson, together with music therapy charity Nordoff Robbins. Now, Fraser's been in the studio with you, Marianne, and also we went out to see the community choir in action. And in just 1 year, they've done an awful lot. They've been to Bristol. They've made a recording, which was on our Christmas album. They did a recording for us here at Vectis Radio of a hit from the 60s called Flowers in the Rain, which we used when we launched ourselves on FM. And they've also been singing at Barton Manor Open Gardens and Shanklin Chine in May and September last year. And they're a wonderful crew. So we thought in a minute we would just replay an interview we did with them at the John Cheverton Centre just a few months ago when they did Flowers in the Rain.
Yep, they meet on Wednesday evenings in the hospice starting at 6:30, running through till 8:15, I think. They're really, really sociable crowd. Very friendly, very welcoming. There are no auditions, don't worry. You don't have to be auditioned. You don't have to read music.
Absolutely.
I think they're about 90, that's 90 strong at the moment, with an average of about 60 people turning up every week.
Well, no.
They're a fantastic group.
And you don't need to be at the hospice. You don't need to be associated with anybody or have a relative who's been in the hospice. You can just go along, turn up and see what a wonderful place the John Cheverton Centre is.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a community choir, isn't it? It's for everybody.
It is.
And they actually start back. They've had a break over Christmas and New Year, but they start back this evening.
Oh, well, there you go.
Come along.
Well, so why don't you hear what people make of the choir? Because after they did this wonderful Flowers in the Rain recording, we thought we'd catch them outside the John Cheverton Centre on a very, very wet and windy and cold night. And you can hear how enthused people are about singing. So I'm standing here with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 wonderful members from the Earl Mountbatten Community Choir. We've just heard them singing Flowers in the Rain. We're all shivering outside now in the cold. Thank you very much, first of all, for a wonderful performance there. Just this lady standing next to me, what's your name, please?
Tricia.
Tricia, what does the choir mean to you?
It means friendship. It's lovely to be in a group singing together, making this lovely sound, and it's such a happy atmosphere. And it just means a lot to me because my husband died in the hospice. It'll be a year next week, and it just is very special to me.
Well, thanks very much for telling us that. This lady next to you, could I just take your name, please?
Mary Poynter.
And Mary, how long have you been singing in the choir for?
Only been singing about 5 weeks, but I love it. It's given me a new lease of life, and I come on a Sunday and do the garden as well. I think I can give something back to the hospice for looking after my husband.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. And lovely lady in front of me, big smile on her face. tell me, have you sung Flowers in the Rain before?
Not until I joined this choir. My name's Sid Coulter, and I've worked in the hospice for some 19 years, now retired. And it is totally inspiring. I have a few problems breathing, and it helps so much. And it's just fabulous. I would recommend it to anybody.
Fabulous. Now, there are some gentlemen here as well. Could I just take your name, sir?
David Wheatley.
So, David, how long have you been singing in the choir for?
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't here from the beginning, but About 3 months I were into it before I started, but it's absolutely exhilarating. It is to be in the choir and to sing and to enjoy singing.
Well, there's a man behind you, I want to blush, and that's Fraser. He's done an amazing job, and it's wonderful to see you in action, Fraser. Thanks very much, first of all, for doing Flowers in the Rain to mark the opening of Vectis on FM. That's fabulous. You did a beautiful arrangement, and I think you're a fabulous choir master. I wish I had you as my choir master when I was at school. He's speechless. He's speechless. Now, Fraser, you know, you give a huge amount of inspiration, and I think some of these things could be a little bit boring unless there is a wonderful choir master in place. So you had a very special background, didn't you?
Well, I've been making music since I was a child. I sang as a child. I learned the piano as a child. I learned the organ, and I had an organ scholarship at St Paul's Cathedral for a year while I was a student. So yeah, I've got lots of singing and choral music in my blood.
Fantastic. Well, I think you've been hiding that light under a bushel a little bit. Whenever Judith and I go out, we always say, my goodness, you know, we've just been with the choral scholar from St Paul's Cathedral, and we're very, very proud. I thought none of you would know that, so I thought I'd twist that out a little bit. But thank you very much indeed, Fraser. It's a fantastic choir here. We'd love to have you back in the studio more, and we'd love to get more people to come and join the choir. Now, there is a brother and sister here. Sister and two brothers. Oh my goodness. So these are your brothers. Could I just tell you your name, sir?
Charlie Wheatley.
And
Francis Butt.
So Francis and Charlie, you're really keeping it in the family. Is this the only way you actually get to see the rest of your family?
Pretty much. Yeah. I brought them up because I started right from the very beginning when we started the choir. My husband died a year ago in here, and this is an inspiration to me. It's actually kept me going for this year, and they've come with me to support me, and we've come anyway. So they're...
That's a fantastic story. I mean, it's a wonderful place, isn't it, the John Cheverton Centre? Yeah. Charlie, what do you get out of this?
Oh, I think it's wonderful. It brings the people together, it brings the community together. People are always on about the hospice and going. And this singing opens up your heart, opens up your lungs to sing, keeps you healthy. And I've been away 20 years and come back to the island, and yeah. I think it's wonderful to come back to all the choir and my family again.
Fabulous. There's a gentleman next to you we haven't spoken to yet. Can I just take your name?
I'm Dennis, and I'm actually his brother-in-law.
Oh my goodness, is there anyone else related to this family?
Well, my wife's inside, but she's not coming out.
Well, so it's not just families who wanted here. Do you think there's anywhere in the choir where more members are needed? Yes, I'm thinking about something beginning with M
section. The male section definitely need more members.
Okay, well, there's a call out to all those people at home. And finally, there's a lady here we haven't spoken to. What's your name, please?
My name's Jan.
And Jan, what do you do at the hospice? Do you help out here?
No, I came to the hospice with my mother a year ago, just over a year ago, and the hospice made so much difference to the last few months of her life. She wasn't an inpatient, but we used to come here daily, and I've just loved every minute of it.
Well, that's a story we hear all the time. And, you know, we're really proud at Vectis Radio to be doing the hospice show, because there are loads of stories like this. But it's fantastic that you're all singing Flowers in the Rain tonight. Fraser, you've been absolutely superb in getting everybody to do this. Really proud we're going to be able to play that on Vectis Radio. And a call out for new people?
I just want to say what a privilege it is for me to conduct this choir. It's absolutely the highlight of my week, and it's very moving for me to hear all the stories and people talking about what it means to them to sing in the choir. I think it's very special. We are a family, we're a large family, we're a community of people, and we always welcome new members, and anybody who wants to come and have a good sing on a Wednesday evening, 6:30 till 8:15, you're very welcome to come and join us.
Fantastic. Well, it's goodbye now from everyone at the community choir at the John Cheverton Centre at the hospice, and thanks again. Gorgeous. Wasn't that gorgeous? It was Taylor Swift, of course. Never trust anyone with a surname or for a full name.
It's the hospice show here on Vectis Radio. Sorry, my dentures just fell out for a second there. We are with Marion Tasker and Judith and James in the studio, looking forward to what's going to be happening in 2018 at the hospice. And Marion, I understand there's going to be a new Mountbatten Coordination Centre.
That's right.
That's being launched at the moment. And I think the idea here is that, you know, the hospice is currently doing an amazing job for people, you know, in the last weeks and months of their lives. But obviously, there are people who have been identified as having life-threatening illnesses who are in the last 3 to 5 years of their life, who I think are, I suppose, the forgotten few. And some of them are adults, some of them are children. And the idea here is, I think the hospice will be able to help those people in terms of light touch support until they get more towards the absolute end of their lives. There's going to be a 24/7 advice line set up from experts supporting these people too. Do you know anything much more about what's happening at the moment, or should we sort of stand by for reports later in the year?
Yeah, stand by, but it's certainly sort of launching now. And it's about building relationships with people sort of early on in their sort of journey, if you like.
Right.
And just catching those people that sometimes slip through the net, that don't get noticed and become very isolated.
And how should they get in touch with the hospice? Is it through their GP? Because I understand GPs are sort of being brought in as part of this scheme.
They are. So through your GP, or can contact hospice directly. There's nothing stopping them contacting a hospice directly, for either through the website or getting a telephone number.
Okay, and the website, of course, is iowhospice.org.
And is this a pioneering scheme, do you think?
It is. It's really sort of innovative, really. I don't think it's been done anywhere else. So it's exciting for us.
It's incredible, isn't it? Sort of yet again, the hospice here on the Isle of Wight is leading the way in hospice services nationally. And I'm sure it'll be adopted internationally as well.
Yeah.
That's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. Well, look, we're going to be looking forward to more things that are happening at the hospice in 2018, not least, of course, its social programme. We've been talking about the community choir, but the John Cheverton Centre, which is a day patient area, is also a wonderful space that's used for artistic events. Marion here works with a lot of patients and people from the community as well on some fantastic art projects. We're going to be talking about some musical events in just a few moments that are happening at the hospice. But first, here's Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
I'm sorry I've left my card at home.
Well, you're late as well.
It's the Hospice Show with James, Judith and Marion here. And we're talking about musical events that are going on in the John Cheverton Centre at the hospice. There is a wonderful way of opening the John Cheverton Centre to the public as part of the social programme of the hospice. And that is every first Thursday of the month, there is a different kind of musical evening. And it always includes wine and canapés, which is rather fantastic, for just £10. And I think, Marion, it starts, is it about 6:30?
It's 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock,
okay. Yeah.
And there's the band called Scarecrow, who are going to be on the first Thursday in February. And I think that is February the 1st, actually.
It is.
And that's the next one. But the hospice also gets some extraordinarily good classical artists, because Nigel, who is the chief executive of the hospice, has a sort of hidden past as a concert pianist himself, and still keeps up all the connections with a lot of very, very talented classical performers, I guess. And one person who is coming is quite famous indeed, I understand, Marion.
She's Anne Denham, and she is the official harpist to Prince of Wales.
Now, she came to the Harp on Wight Festival, I believe, didn't she?
Yes, she did, James. She was appointed the patron of the Harp on Wight Festival last year.
Yeah.
And I know that the guys at the Harp on Wight Festival, who worked really, really hard, were really thrilled that she'd agreed to come on board. So she came over to the island to perform last year for the Harp on Wight Festival. And then she's going to be back in the hospice in March, on Friday the 9th of March, talking about her role as official harpist to Prince Charles.
Oh, wow.
She's brilliant. And then performing on Saturday, March the 10th, at All Saints Church in Ryde.
Yes.
So both sort of fundraising events for Earl Mountbatten Hospice.
Oh, that's super. So pop those in your diary.
Yep,
because, so, you know, you're not going to get much better harp music than that,
no,
are you?
No, absolutely not. So it's 7 o'clock on Friday the 9th of March when Anne will be talking about her role as official harpist to Prince Charles.
Mm-hmm.
There's a retiring collection after that event. And then on the Saturday, the concert will start at 7:30 at All Saints Church in Ryde. Lovely, lovely church. When she'll perform a selection of pieces from her repertoire. Tickets are £10, under 16s are £5.
Great. Well, keep with us here on Vectors Radio for the Hospice Show, because just in a few moments we're going to be talking about some wonderful things happening with the hospice shops. There's a new hospice shop that's just opened, and we'd like to tell you more about that. First, Cut the Kid. Bit of French electro there for you with Madeon, or Maidon as we say in the UK. You're listening to Vectis Radio. It's the Hospice Show on Wednesday afternoon. Marion is here in the studio with James and Judith. We're talking about things that are exciting coming up this year, 2018, at the Hospice. It's 36th year. One thing you just mentioned, Marion, which I saw in the newspapers, actually, is that there's a new hospice shop that's just opened in Ventnor, which is your hometown. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? Because it looks very exciting, very yellow.
It is very yellow and it is very exciting, and it's we've always had a hospice shop in Ventnor, but we've changed premises, and this shop now has a cafe in the shop.
Yeah.
So people can come in, they can browse around the shop, but also they can have a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, some light bites, so there'll be cakes, possibly sandwiches, I think, that you can have and
yeah.
sit down. And also it's an information point, so there'll be lots of leaflets and information about events and things that are happening in the hospice.
Right. Oh, so you were also mentioning, you know, the idea that death chat and things like that are sort of is going to go out into the community, because a lot of people, you know, when it's sort of miserable at night and sort of very dark, don't necessarily want to come over to Newport to do things. And I think, is it right that Ventnor is going to be used as a kind of test bed?
It is, yes. So, and I'm not sure if the dates have been set yet, but certainly Deaf Chat will happen in the Ventnor shop and possibly some other groups as well. So there's a real initiative for us to think about using our shop premises not only as a retail shop venue, but also to run groups and as a little sort of contact with the hospice. So people that are over in Westwhite, for instance, but it might be quite a distance to come over to Newport,
yes.
will be able to access sort of like information about hospice in their sort of area as well.
Yeah, and
it's great because it's such an amenity. I mean, you've got the premises, so by doing this you can really make the most of them. And I guess if people are sort of stopping in a shop, in one of your shops, for a coffee and some cake and picking up leaflets, then they'll have the chance to meet other people and get chatting.
Yeah.
And maybe make some new friends and exchange information that way.
That's
as well.
Right.
Well, whereabouts in Ventnor is it? Is it in the main drag?
It is in the main drag.
Oh, good. So you're not going to miss it.
No, and it's yellow, so how could you miss it?
It's very, very yellow, the same colour as the hospice's sunflowers. Right. We'll be back in just a few moments after some more music and a few adverts. Shepherd there. Let Me Down Easy. Well, that's it from the Hospice Show for another week. If there was anything you missed, we'll be back with the Hospice Show next week. Marion, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And Happy New Year to everybody from us at the Old Mountbatten Hospice Show. Do stay tuned to Vectis Radio. We've got plenty more coming up and a little bit of Older and Wiser with Age Friendly Ireland.
The Old Mountbatten Hospice Show with James and Judith. Community radio at its best. I'll make my-